if you got two boys and three girls, you say you have five...
Five children.
And would you ever say five head of children?
I just say I have five children.
What about if you're talking about someone who has maybe got seven boys and seven girls, and you want to talk about how many, you say he's got a...
I say, well, he or she, they got quite a bit of children. They got seven boys and seven girls.
Would you ever say a passel of children?
No, I wouldn't say a passel of children. No. I think you got a passel of hog or something like that, but not children.
What about if you're talking of how many horses? So he's got five.
I said, well, he's got quite a few horses.
What do you call the outside thing on an ear of corn?
Shuck.
And what about the stringy stuff that's on the ear?
Silk.
And the stuff that's on the top of the stalk?
The tassel.
What do you call the corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
I just call it a corn.
Don't have a special name for it?
I don't think so. Because when the corn get hard, you can't eat it. And you just say, this corn is too hard, or it's dry or something.
What kind of melons do you get?
You can get honeydew melon, or you get cantaloupe, or you could get watermelon.
What about the little things that pop up in the yard after it's rained? The little things look kind of like an umbrella.
It's called a toadstool.
And you ever have things like that you can eat?
They call it a mushroom.
And is that the difference whether you can eat it or not, is whether it's a toadstool or a mushroom?
I couldn't tell, but I don't think I know if you eat those toadstools, there's poison. But I don't think mushroom is poison because you plant them. You can't go out there and pick up everything and eat it because you see it look like something.
If a man has a sore throat, so the inside of his throat is all swollen, you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't...
Because he couldn't swallow it.
If somebody asked you about doing a certain job, you'd say, sure,
I can. Oh, I can't.
If somebody asked you about sundown to do some work, you might say, well, I've been working since before sunup, and I'm
tired.
If a boy got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he
had no business. He did something that make his parents angry. So he had to get a whipping because he was bad.
And he might say, he might claim he didn't do anything. What might he say?
Well, then nobody gonna whip you for nothing.
How might he say it? What might he say to say that he didn't do anything?
Well, he would say, I got a whipping for nothing. And nobody gonna whip the churn for nothing. So you had to do it.
And if he did something, you might say, please give me another
chance. Or forgive me and I won't do it again.